Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovich Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans, the podcast that takes you on a captivating journey into the heart of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. Each episode, we delve into the rich history, vibrant culture, and hidden gems of this beautiful country. Through engaging conversations and personal anecdotes, we aim to bridge the gap between the Balkans and the rest of the world. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired, entertained, and connected.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
This is the Balkan Adventures Podcast with David and Tamara. Everyday life and experiences in the Western Balkans.
I'm dripping in sweat. I've climbed through a foot or walked down a slippery path through a forest that may or may not be inhabited by the horned viper. Just thought I'd put that in for added effect. Together with Tam, and now we've come across some rocks, some slippery, crumbly rock. And I'm stood at the edge, almost, of these massive drops of rocks. And I don't know how many hundred of feet it is, sheer, down to the river valley of the River Verbas. I've got my body propped up against some rock. And on my left, about, I don't know, 500 metres away, maybe less, on an outcrop of rock with nothing below him, is a guy with a yellow safety helmet and a rope. And I think about to abseil down to bolt the face of the rock. Where I am, and you might hear people in the background, Tam's a little bit lower than me. I think she's quite scared, actually, if she was totally honest. She said she doesn't have proper shoes. That's a girly excuse for I'm scared. But further down is a shelf with five of the main climbers who are looking at where they're going to abseil down and bolt on the rock so that other people can climb. I don't know how this is going to come out on the podcast. I've spoken to David, I've spoken to Dirk, I'm doing this. So I have got no idea at the moment, you know, in what way they're going to appear, in what sequence, in other words, and whether you will have known about this before or not. And we've also seen another guy traverse on a wire, once again, hundreds and hundreds of feet up, from one side of a rock face to the other. this is not what I expected today. I really didn't. And
otherwise you wouldn't do it.
No, I would have done it. I would have done it, darling. I would have. We've got to climb back up. That's going to be a challenge as well. But I have to say, being here today, and, you know, we said to each other when we came out today, you know, be careful of time. We've got lots to do before we go travel back to the UK. This has been worth it. I mean, this is just absolutely amazing to be on the top of the canyon south of Banja Luka and looking down. I hope some of the photography that I'm taking, that Tam's taking, we're going to put on Flickr. Some of it will be here on the blog. Some of the video will be on the vlog as well. We'll give you a feel for how terrifyingly high we are.
My legs are shaking.
Your legs are shaking. You know, I won't tell you what I'm shaking. But the thought springs to mind, I've just been speaking to a girl from Sheffield, and it's not often you get to hear English, real English accented voices here. This is new. And if you hear the short interview I did with Dirk from Germany, who is the bolter, he's an expert in bolting. This is virgin rock, which is something for climbers that is very unusual, very rare. Is virgin rock. So I'm going to try. I've got cycling shoes on, so I've got a bit of a grip. But everybody's saying, be careful, be careful, be careful. And I've got this fleece on because I told it was a bit chilly here. But yeah, sights like these and activities like these make you grateful for being alive, seeing these things. And especially for me, 17 years driving up and down this canyon, and never knew how beautiful and quiet it is up here. But I can't help look at that guy, the alpinist, that mountaineer about 500 metres away. Happy as Larry, just like a mountain goat. Not a care in the world. Wow.
To find out more about us and where we live, why not check out our blog at anenglishmaninthebalkans.com. See you next time.
And that's a wrap for this podcast. We hope you've enjoyed finding out a little more about both Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. If you've enjoyed this journey as much as we enjoy bringing it to you, please take a moment to leave us a review and subscribe to our podcast. Your feedback helps us tremendously and makes a huge difference. Thank you once again for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.